The unassuming house at 2080's 20th Street in Manhattan is easy to overlook. When it was built, it was one of many brownstone townhouses that characterized residential New York City architecture in the mid-19th century. The site, however, was the birthplace and childhood home of Theodore Roosevelt, naturalist, outdoorsman, soldier, New York State governor, and the nation's 26th president. Roosevelt and his family lived in the house between 1854 and 1872, when they moved to West 57th Street at 5th Avenue. Thus, Roosevelt was born in the house and spent his formative early childhood here before moving at the age of 14. The historic site we visit today is not the actual house that Roosevelt and his family occupied. It is a reconstruction of the house, opened as a memorial museum in 1923 to honor his life and achievements. After Roosevelt's incredible life came to an end in 1919 at age 60, his wife Edith, sisters Anna and Corinne, and other friends and relatives formed the Women's Roosevelt Memorial Association. Using privately raised funds, they hired a renowned female architect named Theodate Pope Riddle to design a faithful reconstruction of the family home on its original site at No. 28 East 20th Street, with many of the original furnishings. Riddle, a self-taught architect, was known for her renovations of colonial-style homes and became famous as one of the most skilled architects in the male-dominated profession. The house became the nation's first Victorian-period renovation. Theodate Pope Riddle oversaw the reconstruction of the house, complete with an adjoining museum. The original row house next door at No. 26, which was identical to the Roosevelts, belonged to Theodore's uncle Robert and was used as a model. Some architectural elements from Robert's house were incorporated into the reconstructed birthplace. The twin house was demolished to make space for the museum. The restoration recreates the house as it was in 1865. Construction took place between 1920 and 1923. On the second anniversary of Roosevelt's death in 1921, the cornerstone was laid by Leonard Wood, Theodore's close friend since their days as Rough Riders, and the house was dedicated as Roosevelt House. The historic site consists of five period rooms, two museum galleries, a research library, auditorium, and a gift shop. The site was independently operated for 40 years before the Memorial Association donated it in 1963 to the National Park Service, and it became Theodore Roosevelt Birthplace National Historic Site. 2013 will be the 50th anniversary of the birthplace as a unit of the National Park Service. Today, the birthplace and museum stand as a tribute to the incredible life and legacy of one of the nation's greatest presidents, the only president to hail from New York City. Theodore Roosevelt Birthplace National Historic Site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Ranger-led guided tours are available every hour except noon from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Come see how one of the nation's most beloved presidents grew up in New York City.